Let's get straight to that story about the UDM that is going to court if MPs are not allowed to vote by secret ballot in the motion of no confidence against President Jacob Zuma. The motion will, of course, be debated in Parliament on Tuesday, April the 18th, following the reshuffle last week, which saw five ministers lose their job. The Speaker of Parliament, Baleka Mbete, said voting procedures in the Assembly are determined by the Constitution and the rules of the Assembly. She was responding to that letter from the UDM lawyers demanding a secret ballot for the motion of no confidence against President Jacob Zuma. Now, General Holomisa joins me on the line. General, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, and good evening to our listeners.
Now, of course, a strict whip isn't unconstitutional. The party is allowed in law to have party positions it requires of MPs when voting happens. This is very normal. How will you convince the court that it is unconstitutional for a party to have a party view on any vote?
Well, we are looking at this application a different way. The papers which I've just signed an hour ago should be public in the early hours of tomorrow, because mm-hmm. we are serving them in court. The main argument in this case would be, here are the poor MPs who stand in front of the Chief Justice and they take an oath of office and say they would be faithful to the Republic of South Africa and they would obey the Constitution and the laws of the Republic. In this case, whilst we say we are going to move a motion of no confidence on JZ, there comes the party hacks, the party seniors, beginning to threaten the very MPs to say, you dare to do so. Don't you think that is in contradiction with the oath of office? So we will be arguing strongly along those lines and also presenting the proof that people like Mabuza had said A, B, C, D, E. People like Nong Mukonyana had said A, B, C, D, E. So due to the importance, therefore, of this issue, of the issue at hand, we feel strongly that it is in the public interest that a truly democratic outcome be guaranteed, so that nobody feels that he or she is being intimidated. Madam Speaker, with all due respect, she is out of order, because there is nowhere where it is said, it says you cannot have a secret ballot. We have used secret balloting against when President Zuma was elected. Why would it be impossible to do the same when we say we don't have confidence in him? We have also used the secret balloting when the Speaker was appointed. But there is nowhere in the rules which says the Speaker must be or should be appointed or elected through a secret ballot. There is a provision in our rules and constitution which says the National Assembly can determine any policy. So, in terms of around the voting. But she is a conflicted individual. So we must test this a conflict of interest of hers, because he's also the chairperson of the ANC. So we want a neutral arbiter this time around to pronounce. I know that people will say Akang once applied for this, but as you are aware, Akang used only Rule 2 of the Rules of National Assembly. There has never been any intensive argument around the issue of intimidation. And when those papers, you see them tomorrow morning, the UDM papers,
yes,
you will enjoy them, and it will reveal more that this culture of intimidation has to be dealt with head on.
Now, I just want to get one thing clear. I mean, you make a compelling political argument, yes, but it still doesn't necessarily pass constitutional muster. Am I correct? I mean, I'm not a lawyer. Am I correct in deducing? But am I correct in deducing that you are going to test the law on this issue?
It might well be in terms of your understanding, test the law, but I'm exploiting the constitution of the country to make sure that the people who take an oath in parliament are protected and they cannot be intimidated by any person.
Mm.
Now, what's the point of taking an oath and say you'll be faithful to the Republic of South Africa? And yet some nikapump comes from a certain province and say you dare to do so.
I get that. I get that. Politically,
Let's leave it there. Because once you start arguing substantive issues, we are going to mess it up and we'll talk until tomorrow. I've just outlined why we are applying for this.
No,
let's leave it to the judges.
No, absolutely, General Hulumisa. Yes. I hear what you're saying, but the point I want to make is that obviously backbenchers can revolt. That is allowed in law. They can, you know, in as much as a political party can run a strict three-line whippery. But surely votes of conscience can't be imposed on parties by the court. That's overreach.
Well, I'm not sure about that statement, but what about those who feel that they are intimidated? They cannot utilize their own consciences. Intimidation, underline it.
Now, you were saying you're going to make reference to instances of intimidation. At the weekend,
or threats, for that matter.
Yes, we read in the Mail and Guardian that someone such as Lindiwe Sisulu has received threats. I haven't seen anywhere her coming out and saying that story is not true. Are you personally, General Hulumisa, aware of other ANC MPs who have been threatened if they should think about voting against President Jacob Zuma?
To tomorrow morning, you will read those instances. Our researchers have forwarded every piece of cuttings or videos or whatever to them to demonstrate that the MPs of the ANC have undoubtedly been threatened if they were to vote against. So the evidence is in abundance.
I must say, I mean, obviously, we will all go rush and park out at the court to try and get our hands on your affidavit. And the thing is, I'm not doubting that at all. I think there is already a climate of fear. I'm just thinking immediately now when the SABC 8 were in Parliament and they gave evidence. They came there. Some of them said that they were threatened, and then of course, just shortly after Vuyamvoko had spoken to the committee, he received threats. And I think it was your MP that raised the matter in the ad hoc committee. And just today we saw, of course, the ANC Youth League intimidating Pravin Gordhan, a National Executive Committee member, and until a few days ago, the finance minister of the country, drowning him out. We saw in downtown Johannesburg, a DA supporter being viciously beaten up in town. And also, you know, the so-called MKVA vets. I'm not sure if 20-year-olds can be MKVA vets, but those who profess to be MKVA vets who were at Lutuli House saying that they are there to defend the African National Congress's, headquarters, even though the building wasn't under threat in any way.
You speak as if you have seen our papers. I
don't have X-ray eyes. I don't have that kind of reach.
That you have got a satellite. You are monitoring my movements.
not at all. Please don't give people ideas, General Holomisa. What I'm saying is that there is certainly a climate of intimidation and of fear. And I mean, these are just examples I'm thinking of at the top of my head. We know of the killings in KwaZulu-Natal, for example, involving South African Communist Party members. We saw the mayor of Richmond recently being gunned down. So these are not flights of fancy. These tactics are real. And people's lives are being threatened, and in some instances, people are paying with their lives.
Well, we in our papers, we are citing the question of intra-violence. That means the violence within the ruling party. And when you read those papers, we even trace it from time immemorial, even when they were in exile. I'm sure there will be some references to that effect. So this culture is undermining the democracy or the constitution of this country. And we have to deal with it once and for all.
I hear you. General Holomisa, just quickly, are you alone in bringing this action? I know that the opposition parties have collaborated on quite a number of issues relating to the single issue around the removal of the president. Is anyone joining you in this action?
In court, we are alone from the members of parliament or political parties in parliament. We are alone in court. But institution is joining us. They will be joining us in court.
Okay.
So they are representing a civil society.
So what will they be, an amicus? Will they be a friend of the court?
America,
I see. All right, General Holomisa, thank you so very much for your time. It's just gone 19 minutes after 10. We were, of course, speaking there with the leader of the United Democratic Movement, we've just heard, has lodged affidavits with the Constitutional Court. They will be available for public consumption tomorrow. He gave us a really important insight, saying that the party's researchers have done their history and their homework, looking at the culture of intimidation, examples, instances of intimidation within the ANC. They believe they have a compelling case to put before the court. Of course, the Speaker of Parliament, Baleka Mbete, cited as someone who is conflicted, but she's already answered the UDM's call, saying she's not allowing it because as far as she's concerned, there is no basis in law for it. So, of course, tomorrow morning, do get out there to the Constitutional Court. Of course, you heard it first here on Talk Radio 702 at Talk at 9.